Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's BudPod 169. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. Phil is away. He is filming. I think I'm allowed to say this because I think it's on the industry website. Chortle, as a little announcement. Was in the article? I should have found it. Outsiders. Yes, it's announced. David Mitchell's series, Outsiders, where you are outside and David Mitchell makes you demonstrate that you can survive the apocalypse. I think that's it. Wang's doing that as we speak. I'm recording this on Monday, the 20th of June. Excuse me. Wang's off doing that. So Wang's in the woods. Surviving, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Hopefully he's not in a sort of 127 hours style situation. I know that he made sure to take a gun, a knife, a sort of scream mask, I think. He said it was for a film, for a TV show. Joking, of course. Last thing I want is for people to raid the filming set and arrest Phil for, well, his many crimes, I suppose. Anyway, by way of compensation, the reason, normally, I mean, you guys know, we have not let being in different hemispheres stop us from recording before. However, Wang's in the woods. Even the woods doesn't have enough Wi-Fi and connection, and he couldn't take the microphone. You can imagine. He's literally in a tent in the woods, and filming all day, of course. Doing knifing a squirrel, I guess? Hunting rabbits? Do you think they make them hunt? I haven't seen the first series, I have to admit, of Outsiders. Do you think it's better or worse to hunt a rabbit by snaring it in a kind of classic rabbit hunter way, or by sneaking up behind it, completely nude but painted in mud, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, and just cutting the rabbit's throat and going shh, 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 shh while you do it, which is weirder? That's what I want to know. Which of those two do you think is the least odd? Right. Yes. So, by way of compensation. You are about to be treated to the bonus part 166. So this was the bonus part from 166, which was 3 or 4 weeks ago. I think it's a nice little chunklet. And if you are un listener ordinaire, you will not have heard it. And the vast majority of our listeners are listeners ordinaire. So patrons, bear with us. We hope you enjoy the repeat. And in the Patreon... I will be doing a sort of solo nonsense thing. So enjoy that. Also, I have got lots of gigs. I posted about them on my Instagram. Lots of gigs coming up. Lots of previews at the Bill Murray in London and at 2 North Down in London. Working on my show, baby. And there's going to be lots more in July as well. So, I mean, you never know when I'm coming to your local area. People keep saying like, when you come to Bristol or when you come to wherever I am. And often the answer is I was there last week. People need to be more aware of what's their local amenities, guys. You'd be surprised how many great comedians you can see down the road all the time, at least in the UK. Anyway, so enjoy the following. It is Bonus Pod 166. It's Bonus Pod 166.
You turn up at the discreet door down the alley. Private investigators, it says. You're nervous about this. You've never hired a private investigator before, but you're pretty sure your boyfriend or girlfriend is cheating on you. And you just need to know. So, rap-a-tap-tap, you knock on the door. Rap-a-tap-tap. and there's a little sliding thing that at eye level that goes, and two eyes appear, and they go, the voice goes, yes, what is it? And you say, I'm here for the buds. I need the buds to investigate my boyfriend or girlfriend. And you break down crying. And the eyes go, yeah, all right, calm down. And the door opens up, but the person who was there is gone. It's just a hall. And you go, oh, okay. And you walk through, and you're walking past, and it's like the paint is peeling, and the pipes are clanging. And you're like, oh God, someone needs to fix this building. And you go up some stairs onto the next floor, and then it's like a row of doors with those sort of kind of the glass bit, but it's sort of murky glass, you know, the kind of, I don't know, distorted glass that you have in bathrooms or whatever. And on each door, and on the first door it says evidence, and you're like, wow. And on the next door it says dark room. Gosh, cool. And then on the final door it says the buds. Underneath the buds says written PU investigators. PU detectives, I don't know. And you open the door and it's a big mahogany desk. And you're like, hi, I'm here for the buds. I need you to check up on my butt. And then just as you said, you see on the wall is like a big corkboard with loads of black and white photographs of you. Photos of you getting out of your car. Photos of you at the supermarket. Photos of you voting. Photos of you putting something in the post. Photos of you at a party. Photos of you like on the toilet. Photos of you playing at an open mic night with your hat on because you went in disguise because you're embarrassed about playing guitar in public, but you thought, no, I need to come out of my shell. But how do they know that was you playing Wonderwall? And you're like, wait, what's going on? And then out of a corner, Pierre and I walk in a big trench coat that we're sharing, both of us. So Pierre's in the left side of the trench coat. I'm on the right side of the trench coat. And we say, not so nice to be followed by a private investigator, is it? How do you think your boyfriend or girlfriend will feel? And you start to break down. You go, yes, you're right. Sorry, this wasn't the right thing to do. I shouldn't hire you guys. And then we go, hey, no, we didn't say that. We just want you to know how it feels. Okay, so when do we start? Welcome to Bonus Pod.
I really like the mental image of, you know, when people put their hands out with their palms flat facing you and go, no, whoa, 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 and like wiggle the arms.
Yeah.
That, but it's like my left arm and your right arm.
That's right, in the same big
No, we both do it. In the trench coat, and it's perfect. And like my right arm and your left arm are like, we're like around each other's waists almost, I guess.
See, isn't this funny? I pictured me in the right and you in the left. Is that narcissism? Do you imagine yourself on if you're right-handed, maybe you imagine yourself on the right-hand side?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. And I will say, in response to a query from a dear listener, those are not planned. Those things you say, we don't even plan them at all. Like, it is really just a plunge in.
Can you believe I improvise these?
Can you believe? I like the idea of the buds, man. Take the it buds, to the buds.
Yeah, that's fun. I think that's a cool... Yeah, that sounds cool, the buds.
It's cool, man.
Get the buds on
get
it,
results. Get the buds on this. Yeah.
I think that's a funny cartoon. That's a funny detective character. There's two guys in a coat, but instead of two kids stood on each other's shoulders, there's two grown men side by side.
Yeah, we needed to seem bigger.
We're Siamese detectives.
What if it was two men in a two? Like, that's the backstory of the buds, is that they were two kids in a trench coat.
Oh, that's fun.
And they got used to it. They love it.
Yeah, and eventually they got too big to be on each other's shoulders, but they weren't too big to be side by side.
Yeah, because like for a while they were like, we can't tell people we're 11 feet tall. That's insane. Okay. It'll have to be side by side. That's good. Another That's good. Gold star idea from us.
Another great idea.
We're full of another great idea.
Ugh, we're wasted. Basically the Coen brothers over here.
We're the Coen buds.
The Coen butters.
The Coen butters. We're the Coen butters. Where's our five-part HBO series spread over a decade? That's what I want to know.
I've still not seen the new Fargo series. The last one I saw was... Because they don't go on Netflix. They haven't gone on Netflix. The last one I saw was the one with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, that me too. Oh, yeah.
Which is really good. Oh, yeah. But then there's one with Chris Rock in the main part.
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
I think Chris Rock's face looks weird.
Hmm.
I think he's had a lot of Botox.
I think he probably has.
Because his face used to be like part of his act was what an expressive face he had. Mm. And he still has an expressive face, but now it's really like shiny and tight on his skull.
Yes. It's expressive and taut.
So taut. Like a drum, his face.
Yeah. Like he's one of the like medical students, like musculoskeletal model that's come to life.
Yes. Yeah. And is doing comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being slapped, of course.
Being slapped about with that taut skin. That's why it gives such a good sound. It's like a tight drum.
Yeah. And like depending on where you slap his face, it gets a different like...
Yeah, there's like a bong. Snare. The snare.
Yeah.
On, if you tap him under the chin, it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you slap him on top of the head, it...
Do.
It's like, if you just slap him around enough, you can get a whole kind of like stomp thing happening. Well, Phil, talking of detectives and the and criminal violence. Mind.
And violence.
You and I were discussing just now someone we know of, shall we say, in the entertainment business who we reckon is an absolute psycho. And we don't mean that rhetorically, we mean genuinely dead eyes of a shark.
A sociopath. Yeah, psychopath. Mm. And I was reminded of this riddle that supposedly tests to find out if you are a psychopath.
Yeah.
And if you know the answer to this, you're a psychopath. Or likely to be a psychopath, right?
Yeah.
I found it on a website called ifuckinglovescience.com, which probably means it's pretty scientific.
Gold standard.
I imagine it's peer-reviewed. And this it says, these riddles can supposedly determine if you're a psychopath or not. So we're about to conduct a mass psychopath test on our listeners. And I reckon we'll find a couple, because statistically speaking, there must be some out there.
Yeah, or just people who are really good at guessing.
Yeah, unless psychopaths are less likely to listen to podcasts because they don't like anyone's voice but their own. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think even if they listen to podcasts, they're much less likely to be a Patreon subscriber.
That's true. Okay, so might not catch many. So this is the first test. This might be the most famous one. Okay, so here we go.
Mm.
So you have to listen to this story, okay? While at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy she doesn't know. She thinks this guy is amazing, her dream man, and is pretty sure he could be the love of her life. However, she never asked him for his name or number, and afterwards could not find anyone who knows who he was. A few days later, the girl kills her own sister. But why? I'll give you a couple of moments there to think of an answer.
Okay. Is the answer, that woman's sister was her son?
Yeah, actually, and if you didn't get that answer, then you're sexist. Well, the answer...
If your answer was, that woman can't have done a murder, she's a lady. Well, guess what? You need to grow up.
Yeah. Ladies can murder too. Sassy snap.
Yep.
So the answer is, the lady thought the man would turn up at her sister's funeral. The man that she fancied from her mother's funeral would turn up at her sister's funeral. So that's why she killed her sister. Apparently, if you think that answer is the answer, then you are a psychopath.
Okay, or you have a psychopathic thought pattern of some kind.
Yeah, yeah.
So the idea is like, or you just watch a lot of TV, or you go on these websites, I guess. So the idea is like, okay, if he was at one funeral, he'll probably be at this one. I'll just kill my sister then.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although it doesn't really establish why the man would know both the mother and the sister in that same way. Because it sounds a lot like this man's a cousin. It sounds like a lot of this man is related. Yeah, so this test also picks up on incestuous people.
if your answer was something to do with banjos, then you're an incestuous person. Sorry, my coffee. I'm coughing because my coffee had bits of limescale in. Ugh.
Pierre has monkeypox, everybody.
I've got monkeypox. It's ape pox, but I don't want to get into it.
Monkeypox. At least it's a funny name. If they're all dense because of monkeypox, at least it's got a funny name.
We'll go out chuckling.
The second test, it says here, second test, which actually comes from an official questionnaire used in several studies. Ooh, several studies.
Several, you say?
Involves a battle between individual rescue and the greater good. An assessment of utilitarianism. It goes as follows. A runaway trolley is about to run over and kill five people.
This is
a famous one, isn't it? You're standing on a footbridge next to... Yeah, this is just a trolley problem.
Yeah. Well, I always thought the trolley problem was fairly easy.
Well, the way they phrase it is, a runaway trolley is about to run over and kill five people, and you're standing on a footbridge next to a large stranger. A large stranger, okay. Your body is too light to stop the train, but if you push the stranger onto the tracks, killing him, you will save the five people. Would you push the man?
Oh, well, that's different, I think.
It's a slightly different arrangement of a similar problem. In the one I know of, it's just you have control of a lever and you can direct the trolley to one person or to a group of people.
Yeah. Well, see, in that one, I don't feel as bad about directing it to the one person because some maniac's already gone and tied these people to a train track.
Mm.
So much of it is already on someone else's hands. So you just sort of go, well, I just made my choice then. Whereas pushing a big fat bloke onto off a bridge or whatever. That's a bit too active.
It's different. Yeah, exactly. It's active. It's more active, isn't it? So you wouldn't kill him. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Also, think about it. This poor guy, the last experience he has in life is a stranger deciding he's big enough to stop a trolley. His whole life has been leading up to the moment where a stranger goes, "Oi, fatty, oof, this'll save you guys. Don't worry. This big tub of lard's going to stop this trolley." And that's his last experience in life.
His last experience, he'll get to heaven and be like, well, the last thing I remember is this weird guy sizing me up and muttering about trolleys.
And just screaming, "I fucking love science," as he did it.
Yeah, that one's a common one. I'm thinking about it now. I have heard that pushing version before, actually. But I think they are, they are different. They are different.
They are different. I don't see how that's a psychopath test, though.
Yeah, I guess it's a test of like, I suppose a psychopath would think which avenue is most likely to lead to personal reward for me.
Yeah, I don't see the psychopath caring if one person dies or if five people die. I would have thought it'd be the same to them.
A psychopath probably wouldn't push the big fat guy because he'd probably think, well, then I'll just be in trouble anyway. Whereas I can just stand here and watch this happen and nothing happens to me. So that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I think I also find the trolley problem easy in that you would direct it to the one person over the five. I think they should weight it. So the trolley on one track, it kills five people. Or on the other track, it kills one person with a bank balance of five people. Then what do you choose? Then who do you kill? That would be difficult.
What about it kills five people or you divert it and it kills one person, but you know them and it's very awkward.
I mean, that does change things, doesn't it? If you know the one person, that really does.
Yeah, because then you go like, well, I already know Steven. So, sorry, so guys.
Or do you go, I already know Steven. I'd like to explore 5 potential new friendships.
I already know Steven, but I'm about to make 5 new best friends for life.
5 new friends with, let's face it, who are going to owe me for a long time.
They're going to owe me a pretty big. I think you'll find. Yeah, like shouting over to the 5 guys on the train tracks. Do you guys like... do you play hockey? Okay, that's one, but Stephen does the one, that's one.
What do you guys think of the latest Kendrick Lamar? Do you like it? What do you think is it's overreaching? What do you...
Are you guys free in the day? Like a Thursday, say, weekly? And they're all like, they're all frantically nodding, and you go, I've just realized I've given you a big incentive to lie. Hold on, I need to think of questions where you don't know what answer I want. Hang on. And then just, and they go through them. And then you're just like, well, Steven, looks like you win by default, I guess. But you still owe me, boy. Any other psycho riddles?
They just seem to be the 2 on here.
Hmm.
And there's also a survey.
I think, there's a version of
it. This is the first riddle. It says the first riddle. That first riddle about the funeral has been thoroughly debunked several times before. Well, thanks a lot. Cheers. Thanks for that. Thanks for putting it on.
Thoroughly debunked.
Thoroughly debunked. And it's not entirely clear where it came from.
A psycho.
Oh, gosh, it's on Snopes. Does a one question test reveal psychopaths?
I mean, no. It'd be a very, very short version of Silence of the Lambs, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Clarice. Show, Dr. Lecter. A woman goes to her mother's funeral. And
it's her own mother's funeral.
It's her own mother's funeral. And she, yes. And,
yes, go on. What sort of catering is there? Open or closed casket, Clarice? It doesn't matter, Dr. Lecter. It matters to me, Clarice. It matters to me. She can meet that man again, isn't it? Thank you, Dr. Lecter. That will be all. Do, 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 do. This is the credits. Well, as she tries to survey him, and as Anthony Hopkins says in the film, you think you can dissect my mind with these blunt little tools?
Does Anthony Hopkins say that?
That's his.
Yeah. With that accent?
Out of character. Yeah, he does an offensive impression of her accent.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Blunt little tools. Which you would be pretty disappointed if the FBI came to question you and they had a fucking folder labeled riddles. You'd be like, really? Is this what my tax dollars have gone towards? A riddle club?
I need to watch the other Hannibals. I've only seen Silence of the Lambs.
They're good, man. I like him. I like him a lot. I love Popkins. I like his creepy little eyes.
You like Anthony Popkins?
I love Grandpony Popkins so much.
He's very good.
He's great. He's one of my favorite Welshmen.
Oh, by far. By a long... By a rare bit.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Dr. Lecter, I was just hoping to ask you a few questions.
No! It is I who will ask the questions of you, Clarice. Mother and father have I none, but my mother's mother is my son. What am I?
Please, Dr. Lecter, all I want is to be pointed in the right direction. Maybe a clue as to Buffalo Bills?
No! Answer my questions first, Clarice. Quid pro quo. My dog has no nose, so how can he smell? Return to Marcus Aurelius, first principles. Ask of each and everything what is it of us.
Did you mean to say, how does he smell?
Yes.
Yes, yes. How does he smell, Clarice? How does he smell? Does he smell like the lambs, Clarice? Does he smell... Is the answer that he smells terrible? Yes. Very good, Clarice. You're quite a smart one, aren't you? I can see why Jack sent you to the... Okay, Dr. Lecter, if you don't... If that was just the whole point of this meeting, I'm just gonna go. No, wait! A surgeon... Oh. All I have are my riddles.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, shall we read out some of the correspondence from these goddamn psychos who listen to
us?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on to your boyfriend-finding funeral.
Yes. Okay, God, I still have some of that lime scale in my mouth. Oh, it was an awful experience just there. Crunchy coffee.
Oh, I hate crunchy coffee. Oh. It's the worst.
Truly hideous stuff.
Yeah, it's awful. If to anyone who doesn't live in the south of England, well done on having, you know, liquid water.
Liquid water. It's a real privilege. It's a real privilege.
A real privilege.
I'm just trying to make sure that I have the right emails, that I've got it correct. I don't want to disappoint you. Yes, we did the Christian stuff. Yes, here we go. Okay, so... Emily gets in touch.
Emily, is she smemily? Smemily? Smemily Emily. Smemily Emily.
Yep. She says, "Dear Peeves and Pooster."
That's very good.
That's good.
That's good.
Have you read the Jeeves and Wooster books?
No, I need to read Woodhouse, really. I've not really read Woodhouse.
I think you'd like it.
I think I'd like it. The bits I have read are really funny, and like they still hold up. Like they're funny now.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really do. And it's funny to think that he was so popular in like the 30s and he was old-fashioned then.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's from the Edwardian era, all the social life he describes. It's all like from 1906, basically. He's just this mad old funny guy. Yes. Dear Peeves and Pooster, I hope you're both well. A friend recommended Bud Pod last year. Thank you to the friend.
Oh,
please
thank you, friend.
Pass that on. To fill the void left when I completed the off-menu back catalogue.
Ah.
Good boys.
Replace good boys. Some good boys with other good boys.
That's right. Goodbye, Eddie Baby and Jim Joms. Hello, Peeves and Pooster. I count myself a lifelong fan of food, but it was not until I discovered your plopulent transmissions that I acknowledged the many pleasures of not only its ingestion, but its extrusion.
Yeah, ooh. I guess, between us and Off Menu, we cover the entire food journey.
Oh, yeah, the human experience. Mm. We're the bumhole of Off Menu. Off Menu is the mouth, and we're the anus. We're not seen as much, but we're vital. Also, Emily, I'm quite harrowed by the fact that you said ingestion and extrusion as opposed to excretion, because extrusion is what you do to a piece of metal to turn it into a wire. And I don't like the idea that there's... There's an infinite lump of poo in me that's just being extruded out of my bum.
In the shape of like a girder, in like an I-beam shape.
Yes.
And it's like really red and hot and still like bendable as it comes out.
Yeah.
And like it the toilet water just like steams up on contact.
When someone's making a sword in a film. So she says, thanks to you both for that. I have a story to share about a public display of chundering.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. The year was 2014. The city, New York.
Oh. Bright lights, oh, yes. Big city.
Bright lights, big city. You want to set my soul. I was living there at the time and was excited to experience my first American Halloween.
Oh, yes. Yeah, nice.
Wow, imagine. All the more so as a good friend from home was arriving that night to spend a week on the sofa of the three-bedroom apartment I shared with four other girls.
Wow. Three-bedroom apartment, let's do the math, four girls.
So then there'll be five girls temporarily, but normally there are four in the three-bedroom apartment, so two of them are a couple?
Or bunk beds?
Bunk bed girls, of course. I've seen those films. Yes. So, our haunt for the night. Very good.
Nice. Lovely stuff. She has a way with words. Does us, Emily.
Our haunt for the night was a bar called Trailer Park. Lovely. Which brimmed with Americana all year round and teemed with witches that night. Very cool. My friend and I were dressed as the Brooklyn Bridge. I was Brooklyn, she was downtown Manhattan, and we had choreographed a stately bridge-like pose. Lovely.
Oh, okay.
And acquired some little American flags to complete the scene. It wasn't a good costume, but emboldened by red wine and bourbon pickleback shots, I saw that we demonstrated it to any who asked, and many who didn't. This is good stuff. I like this vibe, I'm imagining. Whoop, thunder. In my part of London.
Oh, really?
Very spooky. Yeah.
God, I haven't heard it here.
For the Halloween story. Whoa.
Oh, perfect. How...
lovely.
How atmospheric.
So, Emily continues. Gentlemen, my actions later that night and the logic that underpinned them were not immune to this combination of liquids. And with 8 years of perspective, I still can't identify the lowest point. When it... So, this is a list of the possible low points, Phil, from the booze.
Yeah, okay.
Was it when, banished from Trailer Park and chivied to the station, I painted the subway steps puce with my retchings?
Puce. Puce is a good word. I love puce.
Puce with my retchings.
She talks like a witch. What is the meaning of puce? How do you even spell puce? P-U-C-E?
P-U-C-E, yes, red. Crimson.
Oh, lovely.
A deep
A
red.
Dark red, a purple-brown colour. Yes, very good. Mm. Puce.
Puce with my retchings. What if I'm going to say that like a witch. I painted the subway steps puce with my retchings.
And your little dog too. Yeah, that's very good.
Yes. So was it then, or was it minutes later in the train carriage when I unzipped my handbag, a fake Marc Jacobs bought recently on New York's famous Canal Street, and besieged all the essential possessions therein with my spew?
Oh my lord. Spew. God.
Besieged. Sing to me.
You're like the Phantom of the Opera, and she's the new soprano. Sing to me.
Sing to me. And she's going, I threw up in my handbag, and I'm like, yes. I'm going,
you
I'm going crazy.
Vomit in your bag. Yes, sing. I turned the steps red. Yes! I love this song.
I'm going mental on an organ covered in candles. Do, do, do.
The vomit in the subway is here. You're like, ha, 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 ha. Inside.
Along the steps.
Yes, ba, 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 ba.
So, and there are more steps. Was it when I insisted that the night air would cure me and that we must disembark the subway early, only to find the streetlights so sickeningly bright that I shut my eyes the whole way home? I shut my eyes the whole way home, leaving my poor friend to navigate, chunderbag in tow. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is where male and female friendships divide. Because, like, can you...
Yeah.
A guy would never look after a friend like this. They'd be like, all right, good luck. Here's your puke bag.
Yeah, well, not without making fun of them during, at least. Was it when my roommate, a girl I then hardly knew, awoke in the wee hours to my unhallowed, unwashed stench in the adjacent bed? That's the mystery solved.
Wait, what?
Double bed.
Double bedroom.
They're roommates. Yeah, they're roommate, like roommates. Yeah. That's very American, isn't it?
Yeah. My college roommate. Can you imagine roommate? Going through your entire university years with someone else in your room?
In my room, like a fucking ghost. I mean, it would be mad.
And you know, don't worry, they only end up more in debt than we do. I mean, it's insane.
You don't even get your own room. So was it then? Or was it the next morning when I found the contents of my handbag cleanly laid out next to me, rinsed by my dear friend on the first night of her
Goodness
holiday?
Goodness me, what a pal.
Gosh.
What a friend.
Quite the pal. Wow. It's hard to say, but my immediate punishment was sitting through and paying $50 for a bottomless brunch the next morning, at which I only managed to force down a few mugs of hot water. Hard to say indeed, and hard to choose the better friend, the other half of my Brooklyn Bridge, or the friend who introduced me to Bud Pod.
Yeah, sounds like you surround yourself with very high-quality individuals.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
Well done.
Lucky you.
She says, I also wanted to let you know there's a restaurant in Soho in London called Humble Chicken, which serves all parts of a chicken.
Oh, I'm going to look this up right now. Humble Chicken.
I've heard of this. My friend went there, and he said it was fucking great.
Humble Chicken, look at this. Oh, it's very well reviewed. It's right by Ronnie Scott's.
And she says one of their dishes contains an ingredient called koji. Try it sometime, why not? Best, oh, Emily.
Oh, it looks Japanesey, which would make sense.
Yeah, and it's all of it.
The feet would be good. Oh yeah, so it's Japanesey. Yeah. It's got yakitori and stuff. Ooh la la. Yes, yes, yes. Yes! Now I'm becoming the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, a new way to eat chicken feet, and you're, yeah, sing to me!
Chicken feet yakitori, yes! Teriyaki giblets, sing!
I like this as a way of responding to things. I like the idea of... you and me going to a restaurant and the waiter reading out the specials and us going, yes, oh, God. Well, we've run out of time. We've run out of time. But what a way we've run out of time. What a trip it's been.
What a great way to run out of time. Absolutely. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patrons. And thanks for your wonderful correspondence.
Thank you for your correspondence. We're going to get to all of you. We hope you enjoy the way that we do get to you, and enjoy the Plaza Jazza weekend,
the Jubilee weekend.
Yeah, the jizzle bizzle lizzle.
Take it Jubilee.
Nah, that's good.
Take
come on,
it come on now,
come on now. Take it Jubilee.
Have a good one.
Yep.
All the best. Love you lots. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.